Eating Pop-Tarts one way isn't picky, but it's pretty cocky.
What?
That's
Sorry,
not.
Loki. I'm seeing that now.
And
There's
my
a
other
word
one.
for people who eat untoasted Pop-Tarts. Renegades. I'm
That's
putting that as the
us.
cold open for the episode.
Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
To global
to
goodies.
culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm
Are
Sarah.
you hungry?
Come snack with us.
Girl, you got some Pop-Tarts?
Oh, do I?
You want to start?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't want to eat them really, but I have them.
Excellent. Exactly as I devised the plan.
What do we have tonight?
Today we are trying two of the newest offerings from Pop-Tarts, the Frosted Banana Bread and the Apple Jacks collaboration, which is a frosted animal apple cinnamon flavor. I guess that's both of those words combined, but barely. That was embarrassing.
I would have never bought either of these.
I think I would have tried the banana bread ones.
Oh, I definitely would not have.
So we have been talking about like what snacks for the fall, and what were the two flavors that we did see?
I don't even remember anymore.
Me, okay, I'm gonna try and Google this. Fall 2023 Pop-Tart release.
Hey, I'm gonna pause real quick.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. This happens, I don't know if I've ever told you. Every time that I go away for an extended period of time, we spend about a week of him getting over his feline herpes, which
Oh.
involves just puking all over the place.
That sounds like a lot.
It's really fun, especially in the middle of the
Oh, Sarah.
night. But now that that's out of the way, let's eat some Pop-Tarts.
Yes. Okay, so both the Frosted Banana Bread and the Apple Jacks Pop-Tarts were released at the end of March, April of this year. And they have, I like just saw them for the first time. Do you remember? You're not buying them, but do you remember walking by them anytime?
No.
So then the ones that we were looking for were the chocolatey chip pancake and the strawberry milkshake. And those just came out, so I imagine we'll see them in like 6 months, I guess.
Yeah, the Pop-Tart website insisted that I would be able to find the chocolatey chip pancake everywhere, but they are liars.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I have seen the seasonal pumpkin pie ones, and they were all like released at the same time, but that's a returning thing, so maybe it's a little different. I don't know. Okay. Do you want to get banana bread out of the way?
I guess so. I was trying to think back. When's the last time we did a Pop-Tart?
I think that it was the pretzel ones.
Oh no.
So that was like season one.
Yeah.
And they sucked.
They were so bad. They were maybe the original bad snack.
I think we
Season
reused.
1, episode 4.
Yes. And it was a metric for a while. Like, oh, it's better than the pretzel poppers.
Okay, well, with that in mind, yeah, let's go ahead and get banana out of the way.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention was that when these were released, They were released with this bananabreadpoptarts.com, and on 3 different days they released 20 sweaters at a time, this like granny square crocheted pop tart looking sweater. And so there were only 60 total, and it was like a part of the like promo to bring these out.
That's pretty darn cute.
The sweaters are cute. I will try and figure out a way to include them in the post. All right, so full disclosure, I opened this while you were gone so that Lily would stop whining, and she has had a piece of the crust.
Lily, what did you think?
She liked it, and she liked the crust from the Apple Jacks one, too. This has a... This smells like banana bread.
It does. Is this crust a different type of crust?
It looks different than the other one. It's darker, like with a cinnamon in it or something.
I'm intrigued by that. Okay.
Ding. I have to get a drink.
Yeah, it's dry as heck.
I believe I'm about to go on the affirmative here.
My thought was, I think someone who likes bananas would really like that.
I think they pretty much nailed the profile. It's definitely quite sweet, but listen, if I've grabbed a frosted Pop-Tart, I've signed up for that. So I'm ready to receive that sugar.
I do like the bit of cinnamon in there.
It's really nice. I'm like just going crazy. 8.
Whoa.
I liked it.
Sorry, Loki. I'm going 5 because banana.
That's fair enough. Lil, what did you think? 10.
Wow. I mean, she's just going off the crust, though.
Yeah. Well, she had some burger with her food earlier, so she doesn't need any filling.
I want to clarify, my number is really nothing against the banana Pop-Tart. I just don't like banana. But again, if you do like bananas, I think you'll like that.
Now, I think that we've discussed this in the past. They always suggest those 3 different ways. So you can heat it, eat it regular, or freeze it. I don't know that frozen would be a good choice for this vessel, these flavors, but toasted would probably be pretty good.
Have you ever microwaved your Pop-Tart?
No, I don't even remember seeing that. 3 seconds at a time.
That's a odd choice.
Okay. Do you think that you'll like this one better or worse?
I think I'll like it better. It can't be that different from a brown sugar cinnamon.
Yeah, I would agree. And I like that kind. All right. Getting a little out. Ooh, the inside is... Can you break it so you can see the color of the filling?
Okay. Well, it is oozing out. What is the deal with my Pop-Tarts today? It's not an expected color.
I guess it's kind of... No, it's not. It's not even the color of the 1-0.
Why is it orange? Since we haven't, clarified what the color is.
That was a fun mystery.
Okay, let's go.
I think that didn't taste like anything.
Just kind of sugar and maybe a little whisper of cinnamon.
Whisper is probably the correct word. that is flavorless. I'm going to drop this one down to a 6.
I also was going to give it a 6 because it was better than banana, but still not groundbreaking.
But that's probably, I guess it's like if you're buying a snack to snack brand thing like that, you are wanting those flavors delivered in a different way, but you want them to not be groundbreaking, to be what you expect. And I just don't even know that I've had Apple Jacks. Maybe they don't taste like anything.
I definitely have had Apple Jacks as a child, and I don't remember them tasting like anything. So maybe this Pop-Tart is accurate.
They nailed it.
A YouTube creator that I follow, they did like all tried all of the flavors of Pop-Tarts that they could find. And have since then used the Boston Cream Donut Pop-Tart as a punishment for other challenges.
Ooh.
So I did almost suggest we try to find that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm already spending a lot of money on Pop-Tarts that I'm not gonna eat.
Well, I might still pick them up if I see them somewhere.
It can maybe be an in-person challenge.
I like that. Cool. Thanks for tartan with me.
Welcome. Thanks for suggesting this.
I'm sorry.
Do you got any thumbs up? Are we out of the strike? Which I realized when I was editing that I broke the rules and talked about a TV show last time, but I'm not an influencer.
I don't have a TV or a movie thing to talk about tonight, so I didn't really think about it.
Do you have anything?
I have music.
What do you got?
I have Olivia's new album, Guts, and Chapel Roan's new album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. They both have the same producer, so they have like the same. It's not hyper pop at all, but it is, I think, a branch off of it. This like fun club pop, and they've been a delight to Elizabeth.
I have not listened to Olivia's album yet, and I don't know why, because I enjoy her music. I don't know what's been holding me back. I enjoy her music more than I enjoy her on High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Well, Nene just wasn't supposed to be forever.
Did you watch this season?
I did.
I watched the first episode and haven't come back yet.
Well, I'll tell you that I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, it was my treadmill show for a little bit. And at the end, bald. I cried so much.
And that's part of why I haven't come back to it because I know that that's going to happen to me. As much as I kind of rolled my eyes at the last season,
Yeah.
that last episode really got me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who let them keep making this show. But at the end, they're like, half of them are queer. They're all in unrealistic situations, and I couldn't have rooted for them more. I just want them all to be happy.
I love that. Okay, maybe I'll go back to it and then listen to Olivia's album.
What I will say is that the opening number at the very end, she's kind of screaming. And then she changes. And in a very angelic, melodic voice, she says this twice. She says, "All the time, I'm grateful all the time. I'm sexy and I'm kind. I'm pretty when I cry." And I have been thinking about that a lot.
I like it.
What about you?
I also have a music and a book and one other thing. The music, surprising to no one except myself, was Need to Breathe. This new album, Caves. It's really good. And I don't know if I put it in the episode, but I was a little nervous because I don't really loved their past couple albums. And this one feels more like them. They did a few collaborations with different artists, and I was nervous about that too, but those songs actually turned out to be my favorites, so it's a good one.
Good.
And then the book, because I was at the beach last week, I had so much time to read, and I think I made it through 4 books, maybe 5, I don't remember, but I read, this was a Things I Bought and Liked recommendation for, I want to say multiple years. She's talked about this book, and I just now decided to read it. It's called Little Secrets by Jennifer Hiller. It was a thriller mystery. It was pretty unsettling at the beginning. The main character's child gets abducted. Ooh. And so, like, that's the whole story, is trying to find the kid. But it was so good, and I could not put it down.
Okay. I feel like I've never even heard of that. I'm going to look it up right now and see if I've seen the cover.
I got it for free on Kindle Unlimited because I did a month-long trial when I saw I could get it for free.
It was like maybe like a 4-month thing that I did Kindle Unlimited last year, and it was like 99 cents a month. I stinking loved that. I've never seen either of these covers.
She always says that the cover is holding it back. Like, don't obviously judge the book by its cover, but she usually does. And she's like, this cover has nothing to do with the story. And I would agree. I probably wouldn't have read it if not for her recommendation. And then my third thing is, have you watched this season of The Morning Show yet?
Oh, I watched the first 2 episodes and then I kind of forgot about it. So are there 3 out or 4 out now?
4 now. I'm so and bad. The 4th episode brought me to this week's thumbs up, and that is John Hamm's hair.
How am I gonna put, okay.
I don't know. Good luck. He just looks really good, and his hair is looking really good. And to be sharing scenes with Jennifer Aniston, who has some of the most iconic hair of all time, and for your hair to like be stealing the show, I think that's impressive.
That is. And I would. What are you chuckling about?
Just, I make myself laugh.
I feel like you are often commenting on the lack of, or the sadness that some wigs have been bringing you when it comes to male stars. So I'm glad that one worked. Will you look at your phone? I sent you something.
Okay. I don't think that's it.
That's so weird. I thought it might be.
Wow, what a cast.
They were all very young. That looks like pre-Sky High.
One of the finest family films, bound to be a classic.
This is when I was looking at the cover for Little Secrets. A movie called Little Secrets came up. And honestly, I can't wait to read any Letterboxd reviews on that when we hang up.
Oh my, oh well, we did talk earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Looked at the time and was like, holy moly.
And there's a little intro on the other one, so I'll still try and
Yes.
send them both. I had like one other thing that I wanted to talk about, which was, well, I don't know, the eighth episode that we've discussed Taskmaster. First of all, big thumbs down to Paul getting married this past weekend. Made me pretty sad.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, that was rough. Also, it was like 2 days before I had read that he was like 6'1" and he doesn't look like that. And I was just like, oh, Paul and I will be so happy together. And then I was just like, well, Paul, his wife and I will not be happy together.
Oh, this just ruins so much.
The newest season of UK just started last week, and I have never watched as it's happening. The last one I was like just on the boat, so it had like finished and then I got to the new season, so it was like kind of sad. But there is this like older gay gentleman, I don't know his name right now, and wow, I'm enamored.
Okay, I will. Will I be able to find it on YouTube?
Yep, the like Taskmaster YouTube channel posts them the day after they air in the UK.
Perfect.
And if you're unsure which guy I'm talking about, he's the one that brings the table of butts. Okay, do you want to sign off? And then I have a question about recording. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for putting me through this. Actually, you know what? I open tomorrow, which means I have to be at work at 7, and I bet my team will appreciate some free Pop-Tarts. So they sincerely do say thank you with no sarcasm.
You're welcome, Sarah's team.
And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.